Blog Talk Radio.
Introducing Renee Wiggins, your certified health and wellness coach, author, and host of Being Fabulously Fit for God's Kingdom Blog Talk Radio. Renee provides a roadmap to staying healthy and fit spiritually and physically. She believes God gave us a gift, our temple, and it's ours to nourish, feed, and honor. Be sure to also catch her on ResultsByRenee.com. That's ResultsByRenee.com. And now, here is Renee.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Renee Wiggins, your host of Being Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, where we engage you to become spiritually and physically fit. Hello out there, my listeners. How are you doing in all this heat? Are you drinking plenty of water? Are you drinking at least 2 glasses in the morning, 2 at lunch, 2 at dinner, and probably 2 at bedtime? That's if you're not like me, who have to get up in the middle of the night, but we want to stay well hydrated. And it maintains what body weight and help you to lose weight and also keep your body temperature down. Well, tonight we have a guest, Carla Dunlop. She is the owner of Optimum Body Sculpting Fitness and Weight Loss Coach. As a busy wife, mom, grandma, and founder of Optimum Body Sculpting, Carol works with individuals who are tired of trying diet after diet after diet. I know I'm one of them, with little to no results, and show them how to take control and lose all that weight they want with her unique fat-burning programs. Carol uses her knowledge and experience to help others live healthy and happier, fitter lives. She believes that you should always live your life to the fullest and fittest no matter what. And that's true, ladies. Especially if you're over 50, over 55, you know your metabolism has slowed down and you don't lose the weight like you used to. Even though you're in the gym for a good 2 hours, 4 to 5 days a week, you wonder, why is it not losing? Why is it still sticking there? What is going on? Well, we're going to ask Carol, what is going on with us ladies that are 50-plus, okay, 60-plus for me? Why is this weight not dropping? Carol, how you doing?
I'm doing awesome. How are you doing?
Fine, fine. Did I pronounce your last name as Dunlop?
Yes, Dunlop.
Oh, okay.
Yep,
Dunlop. Okay.
You did good on that.
I said denim. Sorry, Dunlop.
Okay, yes, Dunlop. Sorry, yes, but... you are correct. That is good. A lot of people say different stuff. They'll say Dunloop or Dunlop, or they never say Lop. So you did really good with that.
Yeah, it have to take some time because I wanted to call you Carla Dunlap because I don't know if you know her. She was like the first. Well, the second or third bodybuilding woman, you know, after Rachel. And so I always,
right.
You know, when I'm Facebooking, I put down Carla, and then I said, no, it's Carol.
Well, you know, I am honored to be confused with her. Actually, she was doing bodybuilding a few years, not that many, but a few years before I was. So I don't mind being confused with her at all. She's great. A wonderful bodybuilder, wonderful person and stuff. So, and I get that a lot because our names are very similar. I'm Carol. She's Carla. She's Dunlap. I'm Dunlop. So, you know, hey, what can you say?
Yeah. Right, but you still get your own uniqueness. You both do.
That's right.
Well,
that's right.
Tell us a little bit more about yourself.
Okay, well, I'd love to. Well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on and allowing me to share my story and what I do. I've been a fitness trainer, personal trainer, health coach. Well, not actually a health coach, but, you know, generally a weight loss coach, really, for about 10 years now. And I've always been pretty active and took care of my body and, you know, just on that health thing. But what really got me going was when I was pregnant with my first child, my son, a long time ago, about 30 years ago, and I wasn't really doing a whole lot for, you know, working out and stuff. I was just naturally thin. You know, I was really young, so I was naturally thin, took after my grandmama, that type of thing. And I was pregnant, you know, expecting and all that, and everybody told me, girl, just eat whatever you want, do whatever you want, eating for two, just have the fun, you know, whatever, it doesn't matter. And I ate 5 meals a day. Now, I did not eat like 3 meals and 2 snacks. I ate like everything you could put in front of me, I was eating. And I ate real country breakfast, country dinner, country lunch, country snacks. I mean, I was eating a lot. I knew I had to be putting away, I don't know, 5,000 to 6,000 calories a day, if not more. So I gained a lot of weight. I gained, on my frame, I gained about 30 pounds at least, you know, maybe 40. And so I was ready to get back in my little skinny jeans. I was like, oh, yeah, I am ready. I had these favorite jeans that had the little silver thing up the side, and I just knew, drop that baby, get back in those jeans, I'm ready to go. So I came out of the hospital, tried to put those jeans on, and they only got up to my thighs, and I was just devastated. I'm like, oh, my God. I just balled up and cried for about an hour, I think. And I'm like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? The next day, I got up, wiped all my tears away. I went to the gym. I joined it. I was working third shift at the time, so I would get off in the morning and go to work out. And in 1 month, they took my measurements, and they said, oh, you have lost 4 inches in your tummy and 4 inches in your hips. And I was like, oh, my God, how did I do that? And they said, oh, by working out. So I was hooked. Ever since then, I was hooked. So I you couldn't tell me anything else after that. And from that day to this, which was like 30 years ago, I have always proclaimed health and wellness and fitness training, working out, lifting weight, you know, getting your heart rate up, all that. It's just evolved a lot of different ways over the years because I was a bodybuilder. I was also a bodybuilder and a competitor, a fitness competitor. So I did that just like Carla Dunlap did that. I did that for about 6 years. And I realized that that lifestyle is very hard. It's very hard to keep that body. It's very hard to stay within that lifestyle because I was working out 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. I was on a very strict diet. You know, it was crazy. And I said, you know, there's got to be something better than this. I've worked at weight loss clinics. I've helped people. I've put people on those stupid 500-calorie diets where they can't eat anything. That didn't work either. And I'm like, because that was the company I was working for. And I was like, there's got to be something better. So once I was finished with the training and the competing and all that, I really started to look at what can I do that is sustainable because I want to sustain that body. I want to keep my stomach flat and I want to look great and I don't want to have to resort to those types of things to go back to in order to lose this weight. And that's how I came up with what I do now. And it's really just intense exercise, nutritious eating, and lifestyle changes or other mindset changes. And that's what I adhere to right now. It got me through. You know, I'm 53 years old right now. It's gotten me through to this day. It got me through when I was diagnosed with breast cancer 4 years ago in July. And it got me through that, and it's got me through a host of other things. So I still proclaim it. To the heavens, I proclaim it. This is how you do it. This is how you keep your body healthy, and no matter what happens to you, you can bounce back from it. And I'm sticking to that story.
Well, Carol, that's going to be my next question because I had read your background, and as you say, you're a breast cancer survivor, right? And so I said, wow, when you look at your picture, everybody, when you look at her picture, she looked younger than when she said her age, and you said been doing this for 30 years. And I said, okay, let me look at the picture again. Because tell me that exercise then, or tell my listeners, that the exercise can help you get through anything because your body is, I guess, in that healthy state. Anything that attack you, I want to say it prolongs the disease or the progression is not as rapid as somebody who does not exercise.
Well, that, you know, it all kind of works together. It all depends on, I look at it, if you keep yourself, you know how they say, if you stay ready, you don't have to get ready. So I never knew that I would have to put up the fight of my life to keep my life. You know, I was healthy. I ate pretty healthy. I'm not a health nut, but I, you know, pretty healthy. I like my Krispy Kreme donuts, you know, stuff like that. But I never knew that I would have to go through this fight. But I was ready because, you know, I was always working out. I stayed pretty healthy. I didn't carry a lot of excess weight on me. Now, I have, like, you know, when I was pregnant and stuff, gained a lot of weight and lost it, but I never got got that big again. I never allowed myself to get that big again. I've come close, you know, 15, 20 pounds, but, you know, I always went back down and just kept it in line. And when I was diagnosed, what really happened was my husband suffered a devastating stroke just 6 months before I was diagnosed. And so he was debilitated. You know, he did not have any feeling or use on his right side. And just, you know, at that time we had been married about almost 15 years. And I was like, God, I'm not ready for him to go yet. What am I going to do? How, you know, what's happening here? And at that time, I was so stressed out in him almost dying, almost losing him. And then the rehab that he had to go through, 4 months of just crazy rehab trying to get his facility, which he did. You can look at it now. You can't even tell he had a stroke. Thank God he was blessed. You know, God formed, he made a miracle in keeping this man alive and bringing him back. So just going through that whole thing, being stressed out. Because I was being stressed out, or I was allowing myself to get stressed out, and I thought I was doing really good, but it turns out I really wasn't. And then my immune system was low, was very low because of that, because of being so stressed. And then I had been going through 8 years of diagnostic mammograms on my left breast, and it was just a perfect storm that came in. My immune system was low. The cancer just took hold and just, you know, it did it. But I found it very early. I was at stage 2 by the time we did the surgery and stuff. I was at stage 2 because it had gone into my lymph nodes a little bit. And I decided to have a double mastectomy, and I chose reconstruction. And I went through 6 rounds of chemo, and I'm on the, I can't even pronounce the medication right now. I have to be on that for 5 years to suppress the estrogen so that, you know, less of a chance of it coming back. But through all that and through the chemo, and I had to really research, what did I want to do? Did I want to do chemo, or did I want to do, you know, vitamin therapy or whatever? And I decided to do the thing that I knew pretty much was going to work. I'm not saying vitamin therapy doesn't work, or, you know, supplements and all that, but I just wanted more of a, yes, this is going to work. And, you know, this is a poison that's going into your system to kill the cancer. And along with the cancer, it kills all this other stuff, you know, your hair follicles and different cells, and then some stuff they don't even know about. So my thing for that was, okay, so if it's going to poison my system, kill the cancer, I want it to work and do what it's supposed to do and get it out of my body as fast as possible. So the next day after I had my chemo session, I was always in the gym doing at least 30 minutes of cardio to get that oxygenated, pure blood through my body and get that poison out. And I was drinking plenty of water. And praise God, I did not throw up once. I was only kind of nauseous like one time or maybe twice. I had a couple of days. I wasn't feeling all that great. But I even started a new job, created a whole other website. I had to keep my mind busy. So, I just praise God for bringing me through that. And allow me to have this testimony to tell people it doesn't have to take you down. You can take care of it, get rid of it. You can fight. You can live a great life. And now I'm like, there's nothing stopping me from doing what I want to do. Nothing. So that's what I'm here to tell people. Doesn't matter. It's not going to stop me.
preach, girl, preach. I mean, when you said that and there's nothing that can stop me now, that's what you said, I think. Boy, I can see that as a book title, and nothing can stop me now.
that's a good book. That's a good one. I am working on a book, the story of my husband and I, how we went through everything that we went through, the stroke, the cancer, the rehab, the rehabilitation, the recovery, all that good stuff. So when I get myself together so I can write it, it will be out. My goal is to have it out by the, you know, at least finish writing it by the end of this year. So, and that's what I'm working on.
Will.
But the story needs to be told.
Right, and it has to be told to help others, and that's why again, going back to what you had said originally, that mindset is that thing, keeping positive throughout the whole situation, because I had a patient, and for all the years, because her and her husband were diagnosed around the same time with cancer, but she kept going. Her son got sick and then passed away. Another son was sick, but her husband managed to survive, but she was deteriorating because she was trying to hold on to make sure the son would go. And I guess when he left, That's when she deteriorated, but she was always still trying to exercise. She told me, I'm still doing my weights, Renee. I'm still doing it. But when we go see her, the last time she was flat on the bed, and she would say, I do my weights. I do my weights. Okay, okay. You know, it's just that, again, that mindset, you know.
Oh, yeah.
She was like, wasn't complaining, in pain. You girls look so beautiful. I'm sorry I can't sit up. So, again, to me, I guess when you can get, even through the weight loss, I guess you work with women and you have to change the mindset in order to succeed.
Oh, yes.
Is that it?
You do. You do have to. I mean, that's the first thing. People, most people think that they have to decide they're going to go on a diet or they're going to lose weight or whatever. But you have to figure out the why. Why are you doing this? And your why for doing this is the thing that's going to carry you through when you don't want to get your food together, when you don't want to go work out, when you don't want to see another day of whatever. That is what will sustain you. For me, my why was, look, I've got a husband that I just, you know, went through rehab with for his stroke. I have 4 grandkids who are young, like 8 and 9 years old. I've got to see them grow up, and I want to be there at their prom and all these crazy things that they go through. I got 2 children who are older. They still need my help. I have friends. I have, you know, this community of people, and I really just want to live. And so, I, you know, one day I was lying there when they were doing all this testing and stuff, and I said, you know, this is not going to be the thing that takes me out. You know, I may walk outside tomorrow and get hit by a bus or something, but it's not going to be this cancer taking me out. And that whole thing about the mindset of what you're going to do and what you're going to accomplish and what you will do and will accomplish, that is what's going to take you through. And I've coached women on that, and it's very hard. I find more, I guess, harder for women to do this for themselves. You need to lose this weight and get your body tight and right because you, this is something that you want. You want to look sexy and hot. And you want to walk down the street and have heads turn your way and go, who is that? Oh, my God. Who doesn't want that? But you have to, when you get your mindset right, like, I'm going to do this and nothing's going to stop me and I'll see what's at the end, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter what you have to eat. It doesn't matter how many times you have to work out. You know, and then I also teach and I also coach women, you don't have to eat rabbit food in order to lose weight. You can eat real food on a real plate that you cooked at a real stove and sit down there and enjoy it with real people. You know, you don't have to be over in a corner, like, hiding. What are you eating over there, half a bagel, you know, and starving the rest of the day? No, you can eat real food. You can eat real food and be full. You know what I'm talking about, right?
I'm just laughing because my listeners, people, it's so true because you said a mouthful. This is not the thing that's going to take me out, okay? That's what you said. This is I'm going to take you through. I'm just seeing these chapters in my head, and anybody can apply it in life, you know, because I'm unemployed. I'm going through a lot, and I said to myself, just like you, I'm not going to let this thing take me out, you know. When you have that mindset, that positive mindset, things will work together. You're good. And then you said real food because guess what? I'm taking a plant-based cooking course, online cooking course, and that's one of the words they use is real food, whole foods, plant-based. And you don't have to eat just lettuce or, like I said, a half a bagel or, you know, things that is very minute just to stay healthy. You can eat what we call whole food. As you say, get on a real, real stove.
Real food, because that's what your body wants. You know, your body wants nutrition. And one thing, you know, in my search and my journey and finding out information, we are so, this country is so overfat and undernourished. That's really the problem. We are overfat and undernourished. We don't have enough nutrients in our bodies. That's why our bodies are rebelling and making us want to eat more and more and more because this is trying to get every little ounce of nutrients, you know, vitamins, minerals, all that out of the food that we're eating. And guess what? There are none in there. You know, how many nutrients are in a Coke? How many nutrients are in a donut? And those are just 2 things. I mean, it could be other stuff because you know for yourself, you're going through this course, your food from farm to table can take like 7 weeks to get to you. So, you know, you have to think about all that stuff. Just because you think you're eating healthy, you may not be. And just because you think you're doing the right exercise, you may not be. Especially, you know, I like to call it the little Barbie weights that they show you in, like, Shape magazine, Fitness magazine. Nothing wrong with those magazines, nothing. I actually get a lot of workouts from them. But if you go through and just do those things that they tell you, you are never, ever, ever going to get the body that you want. Never. I'm telling you right now. You can quote me on that. You won't. Just go through and do those little things. You're never going to get the body that you want because they don't tell you the real stuff. They hide it. They keep it secret. They keep it undercover. Because if you did, if you got the body that you wanted, you wouldn't be buying that magazine. You wouldn't be buying that How Can I Eat Right course. You know, the diet industry is a, what is it, $30 billion? It's probably more than that now. $30 billion with a B dollar industry. Mm-hmm. So if you learn the right stuff to do, you're putting everybody out of business.
My thing is, I want you to learn.
I want you to learn. I want you to know so that you can be an informed consumer. You buy the stuff that you want. You buy the stuff that you need. You eat right. And, you know, there's room for everybody. I don't have to lie to people or tell them to do these crazy things like stand on one leg, jump up and down 20 times, and you'll lose 5 pounds. I don't have to tell you that stuff because, number one, it doesn't work. If somebody told you that such ridiculous stuff, you would be like, oh, girl, you are crazy. I'm not doing that stuff. But that amounts to what the diet industry is telling you to do right now. And I'm here to spread the truth. That stuff does not work. It just keeps you coming back. It keeps you making them rich and powerful and fat in the wallet, and you still fat in the clothes. Get me started.
Because we really have to stay fit, not only for ourselves, but to help serve others. We got to build this temple.
Exactly.
We got about 9 minutes or 8 minutes. Let's talk about this 21-day challenge.
My 21-day Get Your Body Back Challenge is for women, especially men can come on to, but it's really made for women who want to get their body back or get the body they've never had because they couldn't get things, you know, together. The truth. We're going to have a Mindset Monday. It's 3 weeks. It's going to start August 10th, and it runs for 3 weeks. And each day you'll have a different thing to read, a different workout to do, and I have some apps put in there so that you can check in on your phone, you can look at how you're doing, you can see what you're eating, and then I have the group, the 21-Day Get Your Body Back Challenge group on Facebook that's free to join. The whole challenge is free, actually. And that's where you're going to go in, and I'll be in there. You know, Renee, I'm in there all the time talking mm-hmm. to you, encouraging you. Finding out what you're doing right, what you're not doing right, so you can do the right thing, so you can lose this weight. Now, I'm not saying in 3 weeks you're going to lose 50, 60, 75 pounds, but what I am saying is knowledge is power. So once you learn how you need to do what you need to do, nobody can stop you. And then you can say, this isn't the thing that's going to take me out. Because like I said, Mindset Monday, Stretch It Out Tuesday, Workout Wednesday, and these will be the different themes. And then Nutritious mm-hmm. Thursday, we're going to have recipes. And then Friday is kind of like a free-for-all, you know, what's the best workout you can do and share those workouts with others. And we're going to get encouragement from other people in the group. And because the main reason that Weight Watchers works so well for most people is that it's a group environment. But the thing about Weight Watchers, it's just too easy to game it. You know, if you go on that point system, you could eat, you know, all kind of junk and still get your points. And yes, you would lose weight, but you would look terrible because your body would you'd be skinny fat. So we don't want that. We want the real stuff, you know, eating real food, doing real things, doing real exercises that really burn fat, build muscle, and help you feel better and put that thing in your head like, I can do this. So that's what the challenge is all about, really. That's it, in a nutshell.
Yes, it is, and it's a good challenge. And for my listeners out there, you know, go to her website and go ahead and get everybody your website.
I will. I did get the link. Now, I already had some people that signed up on it, so I am so happy about that. But hold on a second. Where's my thing? I'm looking for it because I have a special link.
What are you looking for? Let's say optimumbodysculpting.com. Is that it?
Yes, now that's my main site. Now the challenge is not up there yet, so I have another link. So everybody listening, so I want you to go to bit.ly, and then you put in 21 days 2015. So it's 21 days 2015, and that's just a sign up form. So you can go to Optimum Body Sculpting to actually get the information about me and see all the stuff that I'm doing. But to sign up for the challenge, I want you to go to bit.ly/21days2015. So it's just 21 days, 2015. That's it. So I've already had some people that signed up. Thank you very much, Renee, because I knew it was from you. I didn't put it out to anybody else. So these ladies are ready, and I am ready to help you get that body that you've been seeking in 21 days. You are going to have we're going to have so much fun, for one. There's all kind of different exercises. It's not the same stuff at all. Starting on Sunday the 9th, you'll get your fitness plan, and then each Sunday after that, you'll get your whole fit and fab plan that you follow for the week. And you'll just log into the website, and it'll have your information all ready to go. So you read it, you do it, you log it, you lose. There you go. Very simple. Mm-hmm.
That is a good little, like a slogan or tagline. That is really good right there, because it's to get going and getting that mindset going. That's what we need, is that mindset, everybody, to make it more positive. And you stay that way, you will stay inspired to do it. You know, some people get motivated, but it's just motivation. You also got that inspiration to be able to expire, to be able to work towards that goal. So what else is next for you? Are you going to have a DVD? You know, do you have a YouTube channel? What is next?
Well, I do have a YouTube channel. I'm just about on everything. I'm on Instagram, YouTube, Facebook. I'm all over the place as far as you can reach me. But right now, I am really, my goal, my number one goal is to work with women. And like you said in my bio, is to get them to realize that you can lose all the weight you want. And that's why working with me and showing you, you know, revealing the truth in fitness to you and what you can do, because it's all possible. They make it seem like it's not. You know, if you look at everything that's going on, all the advertising, all this, well, basically all they show are these skinny 21, 22-year-old women, and the ones who are 40 and up, we can't even relate to that. You can't relate to a 21-year-old woman. You're like, you know, when you were 21, you could say, I want to lose 5 pounds, and boom. 5 pounds just fall off of you like that. It doesn't happen like that when you get older. But just because you're older, that doesn't mean squat. That just means you have a better life. That just means you should be more enthusiastic and awesome and say, hey, I've lived 20 more years than you. So what? Get out there and do your thing. So that's my goal. That's what my thing is, to just fitness domination, just take over.
Take over to a healthier lifestyle, meaning that you don't have to starve, my listeners out there. You can't eat plant-based. When we mean increase more fruits and vegetables in your diet, and I've been doing that for the last 3 weeks, and I always had a good diet, but this is even more, because they teach you how to cut the vegetables. When you cut them right, then everything will be right. But Carol, I would just cut my onions, and I get some onions that are big and some are small, and I'm thinking that the meal is good because I can taste my onions, but that's not the case. You want them all, you know, the vegetables all about the same size, and it makes a difference on how you prepare the food when you sweat and sauteing, all these words. You know, I'm beginning to think like a machine. So we got about 90 seconds, so if you can give us two things in 90 seconds that you want my listeners to know.
Okay, the first thing that I want you to know is that you can do this no matter what. Don't let anybody tell you anything else. You can do this. And the second thing is that the power is within you. It has been within you all along, and it's kind of been muffled. But I'm here to wake it up so that you know you can do this and know that the power is within you to do this. And I'm right there with you. I'm going to help you all the way. And I won't even charge you a cent. Go join this challenge, the 21-day Get Your Body Back Challenge. There is nothing that you got to pay for. It's all free. Go and do it. It is my gift, because God has given this life to me and told me that I need to do this, so that's what I'm doing. Yes, I do, you know, charge for some things, but I'm not charging for this, so go and do it. Don't let this pass you by, because you need this. I'm telling you.
As you heard Carol say, you need it. It's that mindset. It's all free. Instead of going to Starbucks and paying $5 or $6 for coffee, latte, monococo, I don't know what the words are after a while.
I know.
All you can do is sign up for her And believe me, you're going to get a good workout. And I know because she motivates me. She always asks, what you do this week and what you didn't do. Renee, you need to do this. And I said, uh-oh.
And it's been working, hasn't it? Hasn't it been working when you switch the weights around? When you did?
Yes.
I know.
Because
I do it. I don't tell anybody to do anything I don't do. So there you go.
That's right. That's right. Well, Carol, thank you so much for coming on. Thank you. And I will try to push this challenge out there for you because really you're truly a blessing. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Thank you for having me. And thank you to everyone out there. If you can hear this and you're listening, just go click and do it. Come on. You don't have anything to lose. You have everything to gain. And that's it. And I'll see you on the other side.
Thank you. You take care.
Okay, you do. All right. Bye-bye.
Listen to Renee Wiggins of Blog Talk Radio, Fabulously Fit in God's Kingdom, next week for more fabulous tips on nutrition, fitness, and stress management.